foundation, I don't know. It takes a little more than what you show. And that's yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Welcome to Let's Play Hockey Expo. We are part of the Pull Tab Sports family, and this is Bobby Finn Knows Everyone. And I am Bobby Finn, born and raised on St. Paul's East Side, where it's all about blue-collared hard work, looking out for each other and telling them how it is. And that's what you're going to get on our podcast. And like usual, my cohort and buddy, Tom Lord. How are you?
Let's go. Let's play Hockey Expo.
Let's go. What a
state tournament in the house.
Crazy, crazy games.
It's a little crazy down here. Oh. There's crazy games and it's crazy down here.
Blowing up. They might have to. Where could they move this to be bigger? Brian Zolman, Let's Play Hockey. They're busting from the seams down here. They're putting on a good show.
We got rejected like three times trying to get in this place.
I know. How did we get in? What kind of blackmail did you have?
We snuck in. We went in through the shipping containers. Yeah.
Came in. Well, yeah, could have done that.
God, sure. So Let's Play Hockey Expo. It's a little bit busy. It's a little bit noisy down here. I hope you're hanging with us because this is what it's like when you're in the state tournament, everybody. You want to be in the high school hockey tournament, you better be ready because this buzzing business is what you're going
to
get.
And there's no better place to bring your kids to. I mean, honestly, look around. It's fantastic. All these kids are just happy. They're getting all this free stuff. I mean, especially from Pull Tab Sports. I mean, they're just giving everything away. Holy moly.
Yeah, we are still sponsored by the Cub Content Studios.
Gotta love Cub.
Gotta love Cub. And we're here at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium for Pull Tab Sports. And Pull Tab Sports has got it going on. So if you're hearing this in the recent days during the state tournament, get down here. And if you're hearing it later, get down here next year because there's everything been being given away from Duke Cannon stuff to Pull Tab Sports stuff to Jimmy's salad dressings and dips.
They got all the caramel. It's crazy. Put it on your calendar.
How about that big bar of soap next to you, Lordy? The Duke Cannon.
It's over here by Bobby.
Which one?
That thing?
Soap?
Oh, my God. This thing. It's a wall of soap. Wall of soap. Stock number 005 from Duke Cannon. I just got some of that in my shower.
What that? George Palawa?
I need a bar of soap like that to keep my undercarriage clean because that's how filthy it is.
What would you do with that bar of soap?
You don't want to know what I do with that bar of soap because my stuff gets dirty.
Ride that pony.
God, look at all these like people and kids. It's chaos down here, everybody.
It's chaos, yeah.
Holy smokes, we got Goongar to the right. We got Butt Ends in front of us. We've got, obviously, the Duke Cannon punching bag.
That's
big fan
cool.
Favorite. People are just smoking that punching bag. We're not allowing to punch them right now because we're doing this podcast live.
It's too important. Yeah. Too important.
God, yeah. That's insane.
Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
So let me ask you, Bobby. Should we get into it? What are we thinking about the state tourney so far? So I know this might be out in a couple of days, this podcast, but for right now, the state tournament's fire.
It is on fire.
I'm watching Class A games going, oh, my God.
There's been some poopers.
There's been some poopers.
I mean, there's a couple teams that are really, really next level, right? But overall, there's nothing better. I mean, when you're watching the state tournament from the stands or on TV, it's a can't miss.
It is.
It really is a can't miss.
It is.
There's so much history behind it, and everything that goes into getting there between you know, just preparing off ice, working on the ice, then you start getting the scissors out and the paint for your freaking head and all everything else out. And there's so much that goes into it that it's so memorable. I mean, you go back in the day, like 30 years ago, not that I was there, but 30 years ago, and you got people skating up to the blue line saying, hi, grandma, hi, mom. They never say hi, dad. But it's always hi, mom, hi, grandma.
Yeah, it was always hi, mom, hi, dad, hi, grandma. Well, now what is it?
It's never hi, dad.
Now it's never hi, dad.
I've never heard one kid say hi, dad.
Well, I've seen some hi dads this weekend.
Oh,
but
well,
maybe not hi, dad.
Hey, thanks, Governor Walz.
So, all right, let's talk. Let's break it down. Because if you don't know, you got to watch the All Hockey Hair video that's coming out.
Nothing better.
Pull Tab Sports puts it out.
Puts it out. They got a lot of trolls now.
A lot of copiers.
There's a lot of people doing it, trying to be just like John King. And they're, you know, unfortunately, everything's this second. So they're beating him to the punch a little bit, but...
But wait till that vid comes out on Sunday.
Yeah, that tribute to
Sunday.
Tribute to Lou Nanny, all this shit. I mean, we got a good one.
So let's talk about the hockey hair we've seen so far in the line. Is the lineup maybe like the Thursday skate out is probably the can't miss of the tournament.
It is for sure.
Friday nights are great too, because that's when you get
they go all in.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's when they go out.
So who's been your favorite so far? What have you seen so far on the Thursday?
I don't know. This goofy son of a bitch that came out. I don't know what team he was on. His shoulders were moving, and he had these goofy eyes. He was great. Everything he was trying to do, he did it.
He was like mean mugging.
I'm telling you. He was like, ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah. It was so fucking good.
How about the kid with the shifty eyes that just looked like he went like, 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock. He just would not look at the camera.
It's not just about the hair anymore.
It's the looks.
Yes. It's like, hey, what can I do?
Yes. How about the toothpicks? Speaking of not the look, how about the toothpicks?
Love the toothpicks.
Toothpicks were great.
Yeah.
And then now let's get into the hair. We had the leopard hair with Graf Mellon, who's a former Stillwater kid, now lives in Hermantown. He's got the leopard hair. That was baller.
That was a baller.
And he's getting picked up everywhere. So that I thought that was great. You've got, I don't know. You've got it all. It's over the top, and I kind of love it. I actually kind of love it. No, you still got the hair. You got bleaches. Everybody's got bleached hair.
That's too much, though.
It's too much. I think one school was like, we're going bleach, and we're going
to
go bleach.
They got to talk to each other.
Yeah.
I think they got to communicate. Favorites is rock or something. You know, I got 1 through 8 in my one hand.
I actually think they need, like, a publicist. Each team needs a publicist to say, we're going bleach. You guys need to do mullets. You guys need to do shaved skulls. You guys need to do, like, sideburns something.
I love what you're saying. I do.
I love what you're saying.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so there's been some really good, really good hockey here. You're going to have to watch this video that John King and Pull Tab Sports put out on Sunday because... You can't beat it. It actually started the fire at the high school hockey tournament.
It absolutely did, for sure. I mean, my goodness. I mean, nobody ever gave a crap. No. I think who started it all? I mean, really, what kid started somebody going, we need to do this?
I don't know.
We have to look into that.
Maybe we got to ask Kinger.
Kinger.
Maybe we grab Kinger.
Kinger.
Kinger, we got a question for you. We're going to ask John King. Come over here real quick. We're doing a podcast. I don't know if you know who we are. We're Bobby Findles, everyone. We got a quick question for you. Talking about hockey hair.
Yeah.
Who was the first kid when you saw that hockey hair? You're like, that kid is starting a revolution. That thing right there.
His name is Peroxide Jesus. He was from Matamidi. That was the moment it all took shape. I don't think that was the first one, but it was angelic. I think I did the Stations of the Cross that night after I saw it, and some tears came out of my eyes.
Peroxide Jesus.
Yeah, he started it all. Wherever you are, Peroxide Jesus, I'm sure you're probably in Turks and Caicos. You're a good one. Thank you for all you've given the state of hockey.
You started the ball, Peroxide Jesus.
Thanks, King. Started the ball rolling. Appreciate it. We want to know where it all got started, and Peroxide Jesus, wherever you are. Who's the Jesus this year? Is it Mustache Jesus?
I don't know. There was one kid that came out right away, and he had the Fu Manchu, and he had the long hair. I'm like, ooh, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. I think I did do the cross.
Yeah, a lot of mustaches, a lot of toothpicks. It's been good stuff. Okay, let's transition a little bit into away from hair and into Sellies.
Sellies of... taking over hair.
All right, Cole Salazar, come over here. Grab a microphone. I don't know if you know Cole Salazar, son of one of our favorite producers of the podcast, Chris Salazar. You all know him. You love him. Cole Salazar, you're a kid. You're a high school student. You've got a lot of zest to you. You got a lot of big stick energy, right?
B-S-E.
Who's your favorite Sally so far of this tourney?
I would have to say it would probably be Max Anderson yesterday with the big selfie stick going half
That's the way down the ice.
Yeah, Sally, I think you're right. Like the selfie stick? Did that make it on ESPN, did I see?
Yeah, it did. It did make it on ESPN. I saw it this morning. It was on NHL Network and ESPN. even though I don't like Cretan whatsoever, like, worst team in this tournament.
Sal, we're not ripping on kids and teams.
I'm not ripping on you.
What you like about Sally's brother?
It's all positive vibes only on this.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
So many Cretan fans that listen to this podcast, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's just
you never know who's gonna be wearing purple.
They probably have an opinion about Stillwater too. So
it's just a crosstown rivalry.
It's a crosstown rivalry. Yeah, okay, so Sally. Little Sally, little baby, I call him Little Sally, little Cole. Okay, so selfie stick was very original. Have you ever seen that done in a game before?
Only by him, if I'm being honest. I saw him do it against, he played their section semifinal game. He did it.
In section semis? Yeah.
Section semis. That was the only other time I've ever seen him do it.
Against St. Thomas? Oh, no, semis was a game earlier.
He's
okay.
Like Picasso with a selfie stick.
Right.
Nobody else can do it because he already did it.
Yeah. Do you ever pull that stuff off during season, or is this only a state tournament section thing?
You pull it off during season, you're going to get murdered. Who can do it?
Will Kane does his little samurai sword.
There was a samurai sword.
You know, and then there's Dust and all those guys that do, they have a little friend group thing. They always go up like this to us.
That sounds dirty. It looks dirty, actually. I don't want to touch that thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it means. It's just like him and Liam, they always do it together. If Dust scores, he goes down the ice. He does it. But I mean, personally, me, I scored one time out of the past two years, and it was against St. Thomas.
Keep talking. What'd you do?
Nah, I just bear hugged the St. Thomas kid and I brought him into our huddle with us. That's what I did.
That's pretty dope. Okay. So number one was the selfie stick. Number two, are we going like the crown? Did you see the fishing thing today? You might have been working here. The fishing was dope.
I saw the fishing on a replay from the tournament.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the crown was over. That was overkill. I didn't like the crown at all.
Was there
same kid did him?
Max did it too.
Max Anderson did a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creighton, look out for him. Was there a moon job? Was there like a
there was a moon
pants
today.
Down like a Randy Moss like slider down?
You missed the move. Moon.
I thought there might have been like a moon action.
Yeah. Wow. I wish if he was in Green Bay, he would have
got freaking kicked out. Joe Buck would have been. That's disgusting.
No, I didn't see the moon. I wish I did see the moon if there was one.
It's so good.
How about the shotgun last night, though?
I did see that. I thought it was more of like a bazooka. He went like this.
Oh, was it a bazooka?
It was a bazooka.
Like Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Like Wolverines?
Yeah.
Wolverines!
Yeah.
Sorry there, producer. I didn't mean to blow your ears off. All right, so what we're saying is a lot of action happens at the state tournament. A lot of sellies happen in the state tournament. I feel like hockey here was the beginning.
Yeah.
And now we're going full-on sellies, like full ice sellies, all the way down to the end.
All the way down.
To see your studies.
Did you see Chan yesterday? We were talking in our friend group, and we think that they're not allowed to go down the ice to their student section, or not even.
Wait, every you're starting single, a Herbie.
Then
let's go beat some ass.
Yeah, but no, that's what I mean. I think they're not allowed to do it because even when they scored and the student section was on their side where they were scoring, they went to the opposite side where the student section was. That's what we were thinking. We were thinking that they might not be able to go cross ice or in the studio because of, I don't know what why, but.
All right.
Hey, little Sal, what do you think of tattoos?
They're good on some people, not on the rest of people.
What are we talking about right now? Is there like a fan here with a lot of tats?
Well, hey, there's a lot of people here.
All right.
A lot of people here.
Sally, thanks for your input. Thanks for your advice.
Hang on. Every guest has to take a little whiff.
So we're bringing smelling salts over. Hold on. We're bringing smelling salts onto the podcast for the state tournament.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids, they like to hit those smelling salts to get amped up.
In the locker room, these things were our best friends.
Oh, God.
Me and Bono were the last, either we were the last two or close to the end, and we would
have
them.
Are we going to hit the smelling salts right now?
We would have them all the way down to the end of the tunnel. Like,
are you ready? Hold on. Check it out, Smelling Salts. Oh, God. Are you going to hit it? Okay. Hold on.
Pass it down the line. Pass it down the line here before we go.
Yeah, pass it down the line. Is that it?
She's losing it. Lost her.
Yeah. My heart's pumping right now. I can go play. I can go play. That's my heart's going.
Good job, Sally.
The adrenaline rush from those things are insane. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Cole Salazar. Member of the Pull Tab Sports community, Bobby Finn Knows Everyone family, live from Cub Content Studios. Man, what a day.
He kept getting after that.
Right? This is good. This is fun. So why don't we do this? Why don't we transition a little bit into some of our favorite pieces of the Bobby Finn Knows Everyone podcast.
Go on.
And how will we do Bobby's Bar Review? Because you know what? It's sponsored by Stoli. If you haven't had Stoli Vodka, check out my sweatshirt right here live on the podcast. Stoli coming in big. If you like a vodka 7, if you like a vodka soda, if you like a vodka cran,
you better get Stoli.
You better ask for a Stoli. Yeah, and there's no better way to ask for it than like, hey, brother, hook me up with the Stoli soda.
Seriously.
Stoli soda lime.
Tito's is like wearing Jerboas.
Tito's is like wearing Jerboas. Yeah,
Stoli's the shit.
Stoli is like the original.
Where... Hey,
hit that Stoli soda lime.
Hit it.
Look at this sweatshirt. Oh, brother.
Get it, get it.
So let's talk about Bobby's Bar Review. Bobby, what did you review this week? Where have you been? I know you've been all around the X for the state tournament here. You've been here for a couple days now.
I'm trying to spread the wealth a little bit, but there is a place that I picked out that I think deserves recognition, and it's Shamrocks down on West 7th. It's about a mile straight west down 7th Street from the XL Center, but... It is. They have everything. It's great.
Okay. So you loved it. Shamrocks is a good place. I've been there a couple times as well. I've been there a lot for St. Paddy's Day. Shamrocks is the joint. And they put up those tents. The tents are very, very sweet.
They have some tents because it is March 8th. So next weekend, March 16th and 17th, they have tents for St. Patrick's Day. But they have a patio... I mean, it is an all-around great place. Very convenient to the X, and they also have the paddy wagon. The paddy wagon comes to the XL Center for all events.
Okay, nice.
Very nice.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's break it down here. So what we do on the Bobby Bar Review, we go, 1 through 10. We have 4 different types of categories. We have bonus points. We're adding a bonus point this week. So what do you think about the food at Shamrocks?
Food's fantastic.
Really?
My favorite thing.
I've only drank there. Oh, actually, I did. I did have lunch there one time.
Yes, the food
and the menu
is great.
Is thick.
We had lunch there yesterday. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it is so good. And my favorite thing is the Pepper Jack Hanahan.
Yep, that's what I had.
Hanahan!
Yeah, he's a Cretan guy that was a... Major League Baseball
Jack
player.
Jack Hanahan?
Yeah. Major League Baseball player for 10, 12 years. He actually was on a podcast, but they went defunct because they wouldn't show up. 99%ers, I'm calling you out.
That's all good. Okay, so where'd you go?
I'm going to go with the 9-2.
9-2. Bobby with food, 9-2. Service? What do you think of service?
Service is great. They have almost...
Not better than the food, though, right?
It's pretty damn close because they almost have more people working there than they do eating there.
At Shamrocks.
Yeah, they have a lot of people.
Right down West 7th, people.
Very good
service. You're at the state
tourney.
Take a mile trip down.
Yeah.
9. We're going 9?
We're going to go 9.
9 heavy. Okay, 9 heavy. Atmosphere. What do you think about that atmosphere there?
Atmosphere is awesome because they have live bands. They always have entertainment. They always have specials on drinks and food. The atmosphere is really good.
And a rating?
I would say a 9-1.
A 9. So we're at 9-2, a 9-0, and a 9-1. Okay? Keep track at home, folks.
Keep track at home.
Bobby's favorite category, drinks. Yeah. Drinks are not great. They're like a 3.2.
Drinks are unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, they're so good. They pour a heavy drink.
Really?
Yeah, because they want to keep everybody happy. It's an Irish bar.
It's an Irish bar. Yeah. They like to
keep
drink
everybody
it up.
Happy. So it's, I'd say a 9-3.
Boom! A
9-3. Yeah, that's a
9-3.
It's a bullet.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it's a bazooka.
So we got a 9-3. Cole, do the math here. 9-3. a 9-2, a 9-1, and a 9-0, I think, are the scores here.
Sounds to me like a 9-1 and a half, but I went to Harding.
I think we're at a 9-1 and a half. Now let's go to the intangibles. Do they have these three things, first of all? Let's start with these three things. Do they have golden tea?
They have golden tea.
You sure?
100%.
Do they have touch tunes?
Bingo.
Do they have pull tabs?
That's the trifecta.
They got the trifecta. But.
Care to double it, Judge?
Do they have my favorite vodka drink, a Stoli?
Stoli. Walk in, you say Stoli soda, and you say, Bobby Finn knows everyone, podcast sent you here. Because Stoli sodas are exquisite.
All right. I like it. Stoli. They got Stoli sodas. God, this one might be one of the higher bar reviews I've ever
had. It deserves it.
Okay. I like it.
It deserves it.
All right. So you've heard the Bobby Finn Knows Everyone bar review by Stoli Vodka. Let's cut real quick to our promo for him.
Looking for a vodka with unparalleled purity and unmistakable taste? Look no further than Stoli Vodka. Distilled with the finest European-sourced grains, Stoli is perfect for mixing into cocktails or savoring on the rocks. With a wide range of flavors, Stoli offers something for everyone. Make your moments memorable with the spirit of Stoli Vodka. Pick up a bottle of Stoli today at your favorite liquor store.
All right, so that was Bobby's Bar Review, sponsored by Stoli Vodka. Let's keep talking about the state tournament, because it's buzzing down here, and everybody in Minnesota loves the state tournament. Were you surprised by any of these games so far?
The only real surprise, I think, was the White Bear Grand Rapids game, because it was a super ugly game. I mean, I thought it was a terrible game for the most part until the last few minutes. Then it's like, all right, everybody started trying. It's like, give me a break, right?
I mean, the kids got nerves. They're little kids. They're trying their best.
Well, they're trying their best. There's no doubt. But, god dang, you got to want it, man.
You got to get after it.
You got to want it.
Like that Creighton game, right?
Yeah.
So Creighton, like, goes down hard. Three rip.
Came out slow.
And then they just, like, we want this now.
They got it.
It was fun to watch.
They worked their ass off, man.
I thought the Grand Rapids game was, like you said, maybe didn't come out the strongest, but it finished really well. I thought the Creighton game finished really well.
It was awesome.
Edina game, not so much. Chanhassen game, not so much.
Those are snoozers.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it right here, but I know we've talked a lot about, is there a different format we want to try for this high school hockey tournament with like a 1-32 seed?
Well, unless you do that, these games are going to be like this.
Yeah.
But the problem is there's only always four or five teams in the whole state that are
legit.
They're good. I mean, they're potential college teams, right?
Yeah.
So there's only four or five teams always that are that. So how do you do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you might go, if you rank them, you might get a little bit more parity. But God, it's such a good, like, we couldn't get tickets last night.
No, it was great.
And we couldn't get tickets tonight. I mean, it's selling out within minutes.
It's the best. There's nothing better.
And it's full house.
You can say Texas football. You can say Indiana basketball.
Yep.
Somebody said Pennsylvania wrestling, which sounds like an oxymoron, but apparently they're good too. But Minnesota hockey, there's nothing better. Nothing at all better.
Yep, I hear you. God, we got some like Elk River kids, like, balled up. We want to, like, hang
What's
out
up, Elk
say
River?
Hi. Want to bring him on? So how do we know you? How do we meet your acquaintance here, brother?
We kind of just talked to this guy, and he said, number Tommy Olson right there. He got the nice haircut, and he's like, hey, come on over here. We can talk to him.
Perfect. So what do you think about the state tournament game?
That first game playing against Edina was just unreal experience for all the boys on our team. They haven't experienced anything like it before. Even though we lost, I feel like it was still a great opportunity for all the guys on our team just to experience that, take moments to watch it. It was so cool.
So state your name for the audience. Tell us a little bit about you, because you're coming in cold.
Yeah, I'm Gavin Sperling. I'm number 18 on the Elks.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So I saw a really cool post from your coach yesterday about your team and how you guys are like, you know what, these kids have stuck together. They're homegrown. These kids were not They weren't 500 when they were Squirt A's. They weren't 500 when they were Pee Wees. They weren't 500 when they were Bantams. They busted their butts. I'm going to say they busted their ass. Mm-hmm. And look at how far they've made it at the state tournament. I read that post, and I got the hair on the back of my neck stood up because I was like, that's how you do it. That's Minnesota hockey right there.
Yeah. It's just cool because we have two kids that got cut their sophomore years and played Jay Gold, and we had two kids that didn't even come out. We also have another kid. His name is Hayden Jasper.
Yeah.
And he didn't even come out his sophomore year. And then we played my freshman year, we played Moorhead in the section final. He was in the stands, and he texted our coach probably about 10 minutes after the game. He goes, "Hey, coach, I'm coming out for hockey next year." So it's just pretty cool with all the group of guys. Just like we never really experienced any winning as we were younger.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. Like you won, but you weren't like flying through, like blowing everybody out of the water.
Yeah, exactly.
And look how far you made it.
It's awesome.
And that's incredible.
Yeah.
So what's it like playing in front of 18,000 people?
It was unreal. I mean, like, it's almost like it was, like, not real at the same time because you're there and you're like, this doesn't even seem real, like all these people here. And it just, I took a moment probably about in the second period just to sit during a TV timeout, and I just looked up and just took a deep breath and just took it all in.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, unreal. Because you never know if you'll ever come back again.
Well, right.
What did you do when you skated up on Thursday?
I went up there. I gave a little shoulder shake. And then I said hey to my great-great-grandpa.
That's how you do it, kid! Yeah.
You're the first one that's acknowledged a male figure in their life.
Yeah.
I mean, that usually it's mom, grandma, you know, whatever.
Bobby's daughter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Carly Humphrey.
You know, that's Mirzy's girlfriend.
That's Mirzy's?
Yep, yeah, number 11.
No, Addie plays hockey with an Elk River girl. She's phenomenal.
Fix your microphone there.
This damn microphone sucks.
So, Hayden, tell us more. Like, so how about your section games? How exciting were those?
Oh, those were awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll start with the Bemidji game. I mean, we didn't play as a team. Probably the best game we probably have played throughout the year, but we found a way to win it. And then we go down to Moorhead, which is a huge task to take down the Spuds.
Yeah, and, that's a huge win. And we were watching that from afar, Elk River beat Moorhead.
Yeah, so then my second shift, I went down and scored. Take the lead 1-0, and my linemate Preston Holmes, unbelievable pass.
Yeah.
And then that just kind of said to the boys, hey, we can do this.
Right.
And the rest of the game, we played just lockdown D, had some crucial goals, and then we won. And then we saw that we got Buffalo in the section final, which they were an awesome team, hard workers, all of them. And we went down there, same type of idea. Hey, what's hard work? And do the simple things, and we came out on top. It was just an unreal experience, just being able to, with all those boys again, like, didn't experience any winning. And then we all got to throw our gloves, helmets, jump on the glass to celebrate with the student section. It just, nothing matched it.
That's incredible, because somebody taught you charisma, because you just gave credit to Buffalo. And Buffalo, honestly, hasn't been a powerhouse ever. You beat Moorhead. Moorhead's the team to beat, right? Once you beat them, it's almost like when USA beat the Russians in 1980. They still had to play Finland to win the gold.
Yeah.
And you guys still did what you had to do, even though the euphoria was in the past. You did what you had to do, and you got there. And regardless of what happened with Chan, you guys, I mean, what a cool experience is to be a part of this whole thing with all the kids you grew up with.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Congratulations. I think that's so cool. And you're very humble to, like, go through that whole situation and talk about your teammates and what a feeling it was. Elk River's got to travel far in their section, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we've had a lot of discussions about where teams play in sections. I feel like this year has been a great testament to maybe they should have sections at Mariucci.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have sections at, I don't know.
Outdoor. ODR.
Not ODR. Like, you can fit 18,000 people want to watch your section games, dude. How, like, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And you guys, like, how great. I mean, that's just more power to you.
Yeah.
What do you think would have been, like, how far did you guys travel for your section game? You guys go to Duluth?
For our section game? Yeah. We're in 8AA. So we went down just to Moorhead.
Went to Moorhead.
And we played at the MAC in St. Cloud. Which, thankfully, we didn't have to go down to Bemidji. If Rosa would have made the section final against us, we'd have been all the way down to Bemidji.
So your championship game was in?
St. Cloud.
In St. Cloud. Yep. Okay, got you.
Yep.
Well, that's not too bad.
No, it wasn't a bad.
But still, that's an hour drive?
Yeah.
People are complaining about Section 4 AA, like, well, we don't have to pull out Aldrich and drive all the way to Edina. That would suck.
You mean people like us?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Right. No, so what, I mean, you guys got a good manager?
Yeah.
So yeah. Does he come out with all these crazy, because we're old. So he comes out with all these crazy little words that...
Oh, hockey lingo?
Hockey lingo,
you're gonna,
yeah.
You're gonna like, test him on his hockey lingo?
Well, I want him to tell
all
us.
All right, Hayden, here we go.
So when you scored that goal, what did your manager say?
Did you go top corns?
Maybe. No, I was a little 1T down low.
You're 1T down low?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big
oh,
red.
O-T-D-L. Nice. O-T-D-L.
Yeah, right. How many sticks have you gone through this year for your parents to buy?
This is probably the... toughest year on sticks.
Oh, brother.
And in that section final game, I actually broke two sticks within a span of probably about 15 minutes. So probably about 10-15 this year.
No okay. way. You're yeah. hard on the lumber, huh?
And I use a low flex, too. Like, I just like a little, like the whippy sticks.
You like the whips?
I use a 65 flex, which I probably should be using probably 75.
Half
70.
Your body weight, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, maybe CCM, Bauer... They want to sponsor you next
year.
They
should.
Give you some
totally
NIL money.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. You're speaking to the choir there because I spent, or I had both my kids, I think my daughter went through 15, and I think my son went through 13.
Wow.
It's so dumb.
So expensive,
dumb.
Too.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Well, they're giving it away.
Yeah.
Boys, $400. Girls, $360. That's good. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Bauer and CCM.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we're ever going to be sponsored by you, but hey.
All right, give us your picks for the A and AA championships.
For single A, I'm gonna have to go with a couple of my boys from Cathedral.
Oh, nice!
I think I want
love their jerseys.
Oh, they're awesome! Those baby blues.
Yeah, especially with a team like St. Cloud.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of dope.
And then for AA, I'm gonna have to go with the Hornets. I mean, last night they just displayed skill from a freshman to seniors. It's just they all contributed. Like it was awesome.
Yeah,
that's right awesome.
And so one last question, then we'll let you go. Elk River, only team that didn't go the bleach blonde this year? Is that right?
Yeah.
I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
I watched all the teams come out, and I was like, okay, bleach blonde is kind of fun. But then every team does it, and then I see you guys go, nah, we're just going to go full our own skill, our own flow. Still had specialty,
yeah,
but not all bleach blonde. Tell us about the decision the team made during hockey here.
So... I think it kind of came down to that bus ride home and all the boys like, what are we going to do? And then one of our captains, I think, said, hey, I think everybody is probably going to bleach. Let's do something a little different. So they're like, put your own twist on a mullet.
Yeah.
So we just had the kids sitting over there. Tommy Olsen, number 21, rocked the headband. He just left. He rocked the headband, took it off, shook his hair, winked, said, hey, Mom. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. I saw that. I remember that. That was one of the, I think, top five for me, the whole thing.
Yeah. He had that whole skit planned out. He was... in the locker room brushing his hair with the bandana going around, and I'm just like, awesome. It was so awesome. We had another kid that got reposted by a Freezer Tarps,
yeah,
that Chetty guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a lot of views for
that. I did see that. Yeah, Chetty, boys. Look at him. He's got the sides.
What'd they call him? They called him, like, the Mustang. The Senator.
Senator.
The Senator, number 22, Austin St. Clair.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for joining us.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
for having
it. Congratulations
me.
On a fantastic year and go Elk River.
Yeah,
we
thank
appreciate
you for having me.
God, what a good dude.
That was awesome.
Huh?
Yeah, he's great.
What a day here at the old Roy Wilkins. All right, let's talk about this and then we'll cut everybody loose. I know where we're going long. This is a special day for us. Let's do the Denheads Dick of the Week.
Denheads Dick of the Week.
So Denheads, you're going to hear the promo coming up real soon, but Denheads are going to sponsor our Dick of the Week. And if you don't know about the Dick of the Week, you know, a lot of people are good people, but there's a lot of, like, D-bags out there. So
a lot of people making the wrong choices.
A lot of people making the wrong choices. So our Dick of the Week goes to, should I say it?
Say it.
The XL Energy Center for not understanding hockey dads.
Hockey dads.
Hockey dads want to leave, go have a car bar, go get a drink real quick, and run back into the X.
What's wrong with that?
Do you get a stamp when you leave this rink?
Tell me.
Nope, you don't get a stamp. You don't get nothing. You gotta like stay in.
Gotta stay in.
And they don't serve booze here, so you gotta stay in your seat. You gotta stay in the rink. XL Energy Center. Let dads go and have a quick drink. A quick rip.
Yeah.
A quick zen. I mean, quick Stoli soda.
A quick something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're preparing before they get there. So it's not like you're preventing them from doing something wrong in the arena. And hockey dads don't want to get bombed. I mean, there's super stupid hockey dads that do. But most of us just want to have a good time and watch our kids and have fun.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness.
I mean, you can't sit there for four hours. You can't re-enter.
Right.
You're out.
There for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, everything.
4 hours is too long. Let dads go to Zamboni's across the street.
Let them free.
Let us go to Tommy Reed's. Let us go to McGovern's.
Zamboni's.
Give us a stamp, XL Energy Center.
Let us free.
What if you want to go have a quick smoke? I don't smoke, but
yeah, that's
my father-in-law does.
I wish you wouldn't have said that. That kind of we did.
Quick vape.
quick freaking plastic D.
So there you go. Let's hear a word from one of our favorite sponsors, Dentheads.
Dentheads. Who doesn't love a Denthead? Car lovers, if you got dents, dings, or hail damage, listen up. Dentheads paintless dent removal is your key to a flawless ride. Why settle for less when you can have the best? With the highest ratings in Minnesota, boasting over 400 five-star Google reviews, Dentheads delivers excellence. For simple dents, use common sense. Trust Dentheads for your car repair needs without all the paint fuss. Visit dentheads.com to find perfection on wheels. All right, everyone, we are going to say goodbye. And we are closing it down from the Let's Play Hockey Expo 2024.
It's been so fun.
I know. It's fantastic. Love it.
Pull Tab Sports. Get out here. Check us out. If not this year, then next year.
Crazy not to. We got a super cool booth this year, too. This punching bag, which adds, I mean, who doesn't like to punch something?
Right.
We should put like logos of other teams and faces.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's do it. Next year, we're doing it.
Do it live.
But no, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. You won't hear this now, but it is National Women's Day, so happy National Women's Day. Who doesn't like a good woman?
A lot of good athletes, a lot of good hockey players.
Yeah, no, happy National Women's Day. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We can be heard on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and all of the platforms where you get your podcast. Please like and subscribe and tell a friend about us, because we enjoy doing this and I know you love hearing it. So last of all, do the right things, guys. You know, growing up on the East Side, not a lot of great people, but there are really, really good people that do everything to help everybody. So don't be afraid to get your hands dirty and tell it like it is. Help your neighbors, contribute in a positive way, laugh, be a good person, and most of all, don't be a dick. We are out. I love your outfit, Tom Tursky.
Peace. 3 long days, I don't know. Takes a little more than what you show, and that's yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.